The West African nation of Niger, or Niger, is in turmoil after a coup yesterday. The country's president was kidnapped and overthrown by a military group that calls itself the Supreme Council for the Restoration of Democracy. The coup has been condemned internationally, but before the coup, the ousted president had been criticized for changing Niger's constitution to extend his time in office. Niger is rich in natural resources like oil and uranium. It's also one of the world's poorest countries. We want to put the news from Niger in a broader context. Jim Bullington lived in Niger for 6 years. He led Peace Corps operations there from 2000 to 2006. Jim Bullington, you moved to Niger not long after the last coup in the country. That was 1999. But Niger enjoyed a period of stability during your years there. What is your reaction to news of the current coup?
Yes, there was an election in 1999, December, in which the president who was just overthrown, Tanja, was duly elected.
This is the president who was just overthrown yesterday.
Yes. He was elected in December 99 and re-elected for a second term, which was to expire in last year. But he decided not to step down and dismiss the parliament and dismiss the Supreme Court that ruled his decision to stay on unconstitutional.
Well, in fact, some analysts have gone so far as to suggest that the coup, depending on what the new leaders have in mind, could turn out to be good news for the country.
Oh, I think it's excellent news because he was clearly taking it in a non-democratic path. And consequently, there was a lot of political instability and the government was not popular. There was a lot of demonstrations and other problems. And consequently, the donors on which the country depends heavily were withdrawing their support, and it's already one of the very poorest countries in the world, and things were just getting worse again.
So international donors did not want to operate in a country where they didn't trust the president to be operating democratically, to be actually ruling the country democratically?
Part of it is a problem with the lack of democracy, but also it's just a problem of lack of government stability, and there's not too much development that you can really do unless you have a reasonably stable government in place. In fact, during the 1990s, there were two coups and an ongoing rebellion of the Tuareg group up in the north of the country, and most of the donors withdrew then simply because the government largely ceased to function, and it was seemed to be headed pretty much in that direction in the last two or three years under Tanja. Although at first, I think he was doing a very good job, and most people in Niger, as well as the foreign donors, were quite happy with his government. But toward the end, in the last two or three years, he was clearly tending in wrong directions.
Well, your job as Peace Corps director must have involved traveling all over the country. You talk about the poverty there. How do people who live out in the countryside survive? What do they do? Do they have enough to grow?
Well, it's a lot of hunger there, even in the best of times, because the agriculture is very chancy. There are recurring droughts. Water is scarce. And it doesn't really grow enough to feed the population, even in good times. It's subsistence agriculture plus some herding is what the people get by on. It's literally one of the poorest countries in the world. When I was there, it ranked 177 out of 177 countries in the world.
Wow, the very
bottom. UN Development Program's poverty list. It's since risen to maybe 173 or so, but it's still desperately, desperately poor.
Well, Jim Bullington, thank you for your time.
You're certainly welcome.
Jim Bullington is the former Peace Corps chief in Niger. He spoke with us from his home in Williamsburg, Virginia.